Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1053, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we have been working on what if somebody made a mistake. Our famous case, of course, apple and a grape. So you're supposed to make halacha l'maisa bracha on the apple. You're supposed to make the bracha halacha l'maisa on the grape, which is from the min shiva, right? I'm eating the apple and grape together. I'm supposed to make the bracha on the grape. Fine, so I made a mistake. I made the bracha on the apple. Is it good? Is it not good? So real quickly, just review. We said you have to have in mind. The Rama told us as long as you had everything in mind, you're good to go. No problem. You have to do it the right way, but if you didn't, as long as you had it in mind, it's good to go. But in case you did not have it in mind, I made the bracha on the apple, and the grape was in front of me, it would not help, unless the apple was chaviv, the apple was what I desire now, so therefore, according to the Rambam, it will be good, so we say, safek brachas lahakol, and therefore, according to Rambam, you have to make the bracha on the apple anyways, and then it will cover the grape, right? So it's safek brachas lahakol, even though you really had to make the bracha on the grape, but since according to the Rambam, you make what's more important to you before the Shivas Aminim, so you made the bracha on the apple, still be good. I just want to read from the Eitzra Halach, is how he explains it a little bit more in detail, and then we'll move on from there. He says in our Simon Reishiyad Aleph, Ois Chof Ches, B'diyevet, Im Loi Berach Min Al Min HaChashiv, B'diyevet, if somebody did not make the bracha on the Min Chashiv, right? Oi Choviv Im Hoya B'dayta, right? So he says like this. So in other words, our case, if you made it on the apple, and the apple's chaviv, so it's also good. Right, so that's what he's saying. But let's say I didn't, but the evidim loy berach al min hachashiv, I didn't make the bracha on the min chashiv. Again, I have a grape, I have an apple. I didn't make the bracha on the min chashiv, which is the grape. So I did the wrong thing. Okay, so you ate that, you made a bracha on the apple, so that's chaviv, at least the Rambam. No, or same thing. Now he says, but the evidim loy berach al min hachashiv, which is the grape, or you didn't make the bracha on the apple whereby you desire it. I desired the grape and I made the bracha on the apple. So I don't have the min chashev, the grape, which is what I'm supposed to do. And okay, so what about the Rambam? But I don't have chaviv either. I don't have the desirable fruit because I rather eat the grape. So thereby when I made the bracha on the apple, it's two strikes against me, right? Three strikes, you're out. But over here, I got already two strikes. No min chashev, right? Grape is min chashev. And no min chaviv, no desirable fruit, because the apple is not desirable to me. The grape is more desirable. Two strikes. What do we have a third strike? Oh, so he says, no. Im hoya b'dayta, if you had in mind, like the Rama said, but what's going to save us over here? What's going to save us? The fact that you had in mind. Again, the fact that you had it in mind. Even though it's sitting in front of you. I made the bracha on the apple. It's not choshev. Grape is choshev. It's not choviv. It's not desirable. Grape is choviv. Im hoya b'dayta, if you had it in mind, lecha l'tasheni, to eat the other one. In other words, I made the bracha on the apple. It's not what I want first. And the grape is sitting in front of me, and that's the min choshev. But I had in mind also to eat the grape, then it's good. But that, like the Rama said, that's going to save you right here. Lecha l'tasheni, right? Im hoya b'dayta, lecha l'tasheni. Ain't tzarech lachzor. You don't have to go back. L'varecha l'tasheni. Afal pisha hoya loy lakdim You don't have to go back because the fact that you had it in mind, even though you mixed it up, you made a mistake, you're still covered, you're still good. Oh, but now comes the punchline. Here's the problem. I didn't have it in mind, right? The grape is what I'm supposed to do. It's in front of me. No, I made the bracha on the apple. What do you like better? I like better the grape. So you're eating the apple. It's not min choshev and it's not min choviv, right? So if I didn't have it in mind, so that's the third strike. Right, it's not min chashev. It's not what's supposed to be done. It's not chaviv. It's not desirable. Right, the apple. So good. So let's see the third strike. Did you have it in mind? No, I didn't have it in mind. So you have three strikes. No min chashev. No min chaviv. And loy haya daita. Three strikes, you're out. Right, that's how we play the game of baseball. Aval im loy haya b'daita. Lepaitrei, right? I didn't have it in mind. Einoi nifter, you do not potter the grape. Now you got a problem on the grape. How could I eat the grape? I'll need a bracha. Afal pisha, hayel afanav. You'll say, what do you mean? But it's in front of me. Well, no, it's over. Three strikes, you're out, right? But it's in front of me. But because the Mishnah Berurah told us, no, it doesn't work. In this case, it doesn't work. It's only when they're equal and you're not moving up the line. In other words, you're not moving down the ladder. In other words, if it's equal, two shahakals, right? Or two ha'eits, I have an apple and an orange, two ha'etz in front of me, I make a bracha on a pear, and there's an apple in front of me, good. So then it goes on the apple also. It's no problem, even though you did not have it in mind, because it's equal, or on a lower level. But when the bracha in front of you moves up onto a higher level, then you need these things. You need to have chashev, which is what you're supposed to do, desirable, which is b'di'evit, will help you, and of course, having a mind will help you. Any one of those three. But if you don't have any one of those three, not chashev, not desirable, not choviv, and not b'daitai, right? I didn't have a mind, so three strikes, it's no good. You got a problem. You have to make a bracha again on the grape. Alfa pisha hayu lafana b'shatz bracha. It's not going to help. Avol im lo yhayu b'daitai lepaytrei ein nifta alfa pi. It's not going to help you. Shahayu lafana b'shatz bracha. Avol im berech al hachashuv. Oh, but now he ends off. So that, but avol im berech al hachashuv. But you made the bracha on the chashuv niftar ho einay chashuv im hayu lafanav. That if you made the bracha on the grape, you did not have it in mind, it still would help, right? Im hayu lafanav. Af shalay hayu b'daitai beferish lepaytrei rak berech. So that would also help you in that case. Okay, just real quickly to read from Rabadna, which I'll try and go over next year, but just to end off that we have the bottom line. Page 182, Rabadna brings in his Hilchas Brachas, of course, page 182. Thus, in the above example, which we've been talking about, which we'll just finish off next year, but the above example where the bracha was made on the apple, again, instead of the grapes, right? And it was not because he liked more the apple. I don't like more the apple. One strike. I didn't make it on the grape. Two strikes. The bracha will only be valid for eating the apple if it will not be valid. Again, I'm sorry. The bracha will only be valid for eating the apple. It will be good for the apple, but it will not be good for the grapes. Since the grapes are more chashuv, right, like we said, they're more chashuv than the apple, they are not covered by the bracha made on the less chashuv dika apple if I did not have it in mind. And you would talk and need to make another bracha on the grape. You have three strikes, it's not going to work. We'll just finish off with this subject next year. Thank you for listening. Hatzlacha, bracha, kol tuv.